Hollywood Spotlight on sexy crime fighter Sarah Marshall. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Hollywood. I'm Billy Bush. Each week, millions of viewers love to watch Ms. Marshall's brainy sexpot character, Maddie Stark, alongside Billy Baldwin's dark and brooding, hard-to-love lead detective, Hunter Rush.
And this isn't your jurisdiction.
I just made it my jurisdiction.
Can you say catfight?
Off-screen, Sarah cozies up to her successful composer boyfriend, Peter Breder. He's no household name, yet Breder's dark and ominous score has set the tone for this gruesome juggernaut.
Take a look. What do you think?
I think it's going to be hard for her to re-enter the pageant without a face.
Looks like the sky's the limit for this adorable couple.
Anything could happen.
We gotta do something. We gotta do something. Before Mother Earth gets any more hurt, we gotta do something.
We leave you tonight with the newest smash single from Infant Sorrow. Lead singer and notorious Lothario, Aldous Snow, begs us to change. In his environmental anthem, we've got to do something. I hope for once we all hear the message. Good night.
Mr. Prime Minister and Mr. President, you better see that it's not only me, no. A mob is rising in size and they've been dying to scream.
Hey, baby. Just working.
Salad?
Oh, yeah, totally. I didn't realize that you were going to be back so early. Great, I'll see you in a bit.
Okay.
Bye.
It's time to do something. Someone should do something. We got to do something. And that someone is you.
Hey, you got here fast.
I got a surprise for you.
Peter, as you know, I love you very much.
Are you breaking up with me?
Pete, are you,
I just need a minute. Please don't go.
Why don't you just put on some clothes and we can sit down and discuss
this? No, I can't do anything right now.
I'm so sorry, Pete.
I'm in love with you.
Why don't you just put some clothes on, okay?
I'm not going to go put clothes on.
I know what that means. If I put clothes on, it's over, okay?
Let's talk about it.
I've been feeling for a long time that we've been growing apart and we're leading different lives.
Who's the dude? Who's the dude?
What? No, that's not what this is about. There's no one else.
I know what's happening here. I really do. You've been working so much lately that we haven't got to spend much time together, and you're forgetting what it's like to be with me. But maybe if we just held each other or something,
no.
You would remember what it's like to be with me.
No.
Just hold me. Please. Here we go.
There's someone else.
Places like this, Liz and I. Why'd you take me here? This place smells like strippers' perfume. I'm gonna get herpes just from sitting on this couch. Sure you okay, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, you don't have to keep asking me. I'm good.
Go out.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. Thank you. Thank you all.
Auf Wiedersehen.
I feel really good. I feel happy.
Maybe you should work on the Dracula musical. Look, you've been working out for a while. It'll help your mind. Be creative. Think about you.
You need to fuck somebody.
Whoa. You're not my stepbrother anymore. You're a step stranger. Why are you talking like that?
Brian.
You don't need to put your P in a V right now.
No, I don't. I need to be my L on somebody's T's.
That's disgusting. You don't need to be doing that. And if anything, you should leave your P in the V and blow it inside the V so you can have a B-A-B-Y and be a normal person. I'm leaving, man. I'm out of here.
She's fucking somebody. Okay, Bri, it's all I can think about is that she's out there, and until I do the same thing, I'm gonna feel like I wanna die. So just talk to girls with me tonight, all right?
All right. All right, I'll help you out. I'll talk to girls with you.
So, Peter, what do you do?
Musician.
He's being modest. He works on a show called Crime Scene.
Oh, my God.
It is what it is.
No, I love that show. Wait, Crime Scene, Scene of the Crime, or Crime Scene Phoenix?
Scene of the Crime.
Oh, my God. I love that show.
I find you both very sexually attractive.
Let's pump the brakes, okay?
I think that having sex with either of you would be a great treat for me.
You are so funny.
I just got out of a 5.5-year relationship, so I'm not looking for anything serious. Just sexual activity.
Let's wrap it up, buddy.
You want to come home?
I'm sorry, you're cracking me up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you want to come home?
Stop it, seriously.
That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Overall, I think that went really well.
I know that.
Are you crying?
What? No. I'm sorry, I'm being so weird now.
No, that's okay. I mean, you've been weird pretty much the whole time, so it's not usual. Okay.
Last night, like some sort of idiot, I had sex with this woman who I barely even know. I used a condom, but I'm really scared that I have an STD, Doc.
Peter, I'm a pediatrician. Have you noticed you're sitting on a fire truck?
Right.
Little kids running?
Yeah, this is new. I like it.
I'm kind of backed up. Whatever.
Could you take a look at my penis?
Go ahead. Let me see it.
Sorry.
That's all right. Take it out. Good.
You barely even looked at it.
It's a good-looking dick, Peter. Beautiful dick.
Do you think maybe while I'm here I could get some blood work?
Peter! Your girlfriend dumped you, right? Are you hurting? Are you hurt? Stop it. Stop crying. Use your dick. Keep fucking. Fuck everything that moves. Just wear a condom. Listen, I'm backed up. I got a lot of kids. I gotta go. Okay? You want something? You want a balloon? You want a lolly?
I just came.
Estás un poco gordito y guapo y todo eso me encanta. Sí, vas a ser mi novio, ¿no? Caliente, caliente, caliente. Vas a ser caliente.
Do you mind not saying that over and over again?
You can gag me.
You brought a gag?
In handcuffs. Do you want to gag me?
Kind of now. What do we got today?
Just a walking talk in the lab.
That's what 20 years on Vice will do to you. What do we got here?
The victim's penis was found behind the AC unit.
Ouch. Can you say Dixico?
Let's do this.
Okay, I'm ready.
The victim's penis was found behind the AC unit.
Just go with the usual stuff, maybe. Something dark and ominous, like losing your penis is a bad thing.
Oh, you want dark and ominous?
Come on, I got Almond Brother tickets. I gotta get out of here.
That's what 20 years on Vice will do to you. What do we got here?
The victim's penis. Peter,
Jesus!
AC unit.
You're fucking Billy Baldwin! Aren't you? Aren't you?
Pete!
Stop staring at me!
Pete! You know you're not getting paid for today's session, right?
I'm aware of that.
Fucking asshole.
Peter! It's Brian.
Go away.
Listen, your landlord called me and said there's smoke coming out of your place.
Oh, who, Mr. Lopez? Because he's a liar.
He doesn't.
We worry about you, Petey.
Yeah, come on, Peter. Open up the door. Or the fire marshal's gonna come in and bust it down.
You come close.
This place is disgusting, Peter. Hey, don't walk away from me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, what are you burning, man? Come on.
It's everything. It's everything that reminds me of her, and I need it gone. Okay, I thought I was fine, right? And I'm not. I'm not fine at all.
Okay, let's just put the picture down. Put that down. Let's just discuss this.
I love her, man.
I know. Look, Liz and I, we think the world of Sarah. We think she's great. Okay? But, I'm just being honest here. Every time she would come over to our house, she always acted, like a little bitch. Okay, pump the brakes.
Dating Sarah is not like dating Liz, okay? Sarah is better than Liz.
You really want to have this conversation? Do you really want to have this conversation?
Yes.
She is the mother of my unborn child!
Sorry.
You're my stepbrother, we're not even blood! I have no qualms with sticking you! I will equalize you!
Sorry.
You dick!
I just worked up.
You gotta get your shit together, man.
I'm trying to. It's so hard here. Brian, everywhere I look, I'm reminded of her, okay? She got me this. okay? Because I would always leave my cereal boxes open, and the cereal would get stale. And so one day I came home, and she had this waiting for me, because it keeps my cereal fresh. Mm-hmm. And now I have the freshest cereal.
Why don't you know what? Go on a vacation. Go to the Alps.
Alps?
Go to Stade. It's the best.
I could go to Hawaii. Sarah was always talking about this place in Hawaii that was supposed to be nice.
I wouldn't go there.
What? I can't go to Hawaii now because Sarah Marshall has heard of Hawaii?
Then go to Hawaii. Go to Hawaii. Do it. Whoa, no. Don't destroy that computer.
I'm just deleting these pictures, okay? I need them off my computer.
You know what? You're not even doing a proper permanent delete. You got it.
Well, if we end up getting back together, I want to have a few of them left.
You're crazy.
No, please don't.
No. We have to go. Done.
No!
That was hilarious. Aloha. I'm Sarah Marshall from Crime Scene, Scene of the Crime. And when I'm not scrubbing for evidence, I'm flying Hawaiian Airlines to my favorite destination.
Hi. Can I have another Bloody Mary, please?
You're still working on that one.
Yeah. It's just it's an anticipatory order.
Okay, I'll be right back.
What do you think caused such excessive bleeding?
He was either stabbed in the aorta, or it was his time of the month.
Just married.
Yay.
How'd you guess?
Oh, you've got that magic newlywed dust all over you.
Oh, my wife.
Oh, my husband.
Oh, my wife.
Oh, my husband. Oh,
my old ball and chain.
You quit squirming and come here.
What is into you? Not me yet.
Here is your room key. So you're all set. Room 222. Room key's inside and the elevators are to the right.
Mahalo.
Congratulations.
Here you go, sir. Have some pog juice. Welcome to Turtle Bay. What can I do for you?
I'm checking in. My name's Bretter, Peter Bretter. But actually, I don't have a reservation. Just thought I'd take my chances.
Oh. Ooh, bold. We are all booked up, but we do have the Kapua suite available.
Okay. How much is that?
$6,000 a night.
Wow.
Beautiful views.
I can imagine. That's a little bit out of my price range. Sorry. That's a shame. This is beautiful. Hotel.
Oh, yeah. It's Sarah Marshall from Crime Scene. People are excited that she's here.
She's my ex-girlfriend. We broke up 3 weeks ago.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
All right, this is fine, right?
Sir?
It's totally fine. Okay, there she is. Did she see me?
Uh-huh.
Is she coming over here?
Yep.
I wish I wasn't wearing this fucking shirt.
Fair enough. Why don't you try to unbutton it? Button it back up. Peter?
Hey. Hi.
What are you doing here?
Came here to murder you.
Really? What are you doing here?
I had been having a tough time, you know, back in L.A. But then I came here, and here you are. I just think that's too crazy to...
Hello there, you little sex object. I've lost a shoe. You've seen it anywhere. It's like this one, but, you know, obviously it's the opposite one. Excuse me, missus. I've lost a shoe, like this one. It's like this one's fellow, the sort of the exact opposite, in fact, of that.
Uh-huh.
Not an evil version, but just, you know, a shoe like this, but for the other foot. Otherwise, I'd have two right.
Aldous, this is Peter.
Hey, all right, Peter. Nice to meet you, mate. Aldous. Good to meet you, man.
My ex-boyfriend.
Oh, right. Hey, I'm Aldous Snow.
I know who you are. Yeah, you're very, very famous.
Yeah, I am. I am, for my sins. So are you staying here as well?
I'm not, as a matter
of fact. I'm sorry. Excuse me, Mr. Bretter, Ms. Marshall. But we were able to book the Capone Suite for you, sir, for 4 nights.
You were?
Marvelous.
Perfect, perfect amount of time. Listen, if you want to have dinner with us one of those nights, I'll feel very...
No, it's very gentlemanly of you, but you two enjoy your trip. I'll be you're just fine on my own.
All right, Peter.
In the Capua suite.
Have a good trip, Pete.
I like your shirt. It's colorful.
Bye.
Bye now.
Bye.
Ta-da. I was wearing two shoes this morning, right? I ain't got mad.
Thank you. Thank you for bailing me out. I can't afford that room.
Nobody can. It's for, like, Oprah or, like, Celine Dion. Really, it's not a big deal. So you could stay in the suite, but since you're not technically a guest, you have to clean up after yourself. Otherwise, he is your room key, and enjoy your stay.
Why are you doing this for me?
She's here with some guy already. Kind of messed up.
Okay, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Really, it's not a big deal. Go enjoy yourself.
Rachel Jensen. I mean, 1,000 times, thank you. You know what I mean?
As go, much as enjoy yourself. Thank you.
This is a disaster.
Calm down, man. Are there other hotels on the island?
Of course there are other hotels, but I'm not leaving here. It'll look like I'm running away.
Wait, why are you whispering? You're not following them, are you?
I had a girlfriend, right? And Liam and Noel Gallagher both had it off with her right in front of me, so that's similar. And that was a bit awkward, actually, so if you do want to change hotels... I quite understand.
No. I'm not changing hotels.
Stop following and just go back to your room, Peter.
They're gone.
Why are you looking for them?
I don't know.
You're acting like an idiot. Run. Get out of there. Go to your room.
What do you think they're doing?
Peter, go.
Oh, God. Okay, there they are. There they are. I see them.
Go back to your room, Peter. Peter, go back to your room. Go back to your room, Peter.
I'm going in.
Go back to your room, Peter. Are you listening to me? Peter, go back to your room. Hey!
Hey. Nice room. I am in the Capua suite.
What are you doing? Sucker!
Have fun.
Listen, you piece of shit. You are an idiot. Back to your room, Peter. Back to your room. Did you enjoy that? Did you like what you saw?
That hurt a lot.
But I know Sarah, and I'm pretty sure I just ruined her day.
You know how we thought the killer masturbated before he committed each homicide?
That's the theory.
Take a look in the microscope.
Oh, yeah. Looks like where he's going. He'll need to know how to masturbate.
Oh, God. Hello?
Hey, Peter?
Sarah?
No. It's Rachel Jansen from the front desk.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on up there? You getting complaints about a woman crying hysterically?
Yeah, you know what? I hear her too, and it sounds like she's having such a hard time. I think it's coming from the floor above me.
You're on the top floor.
I'll try to keep it down.
Are you okay?
Yeah, you have a nice night.
Okay.
Well, I would love to sell you some weed, Jeremy, but I'm at my fucking job right now. Obviously, because you called me at work, you know that I'm at my place of work. So I can't just leave here and sell you some weed. I can sell you some weed when I'm done. Hold on, I gotta call you back. Mahalo. All right. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, I'd like to grab some dinner, please.
Okay, great. Is your wife gonna meet you?
No.
Hey, your girlfriend?
No, I don't have a girlfriend.
You're just by yourself?
Yeah.
Sucks. Okay, so just one. All right, here's your wine list, your menu. Come on. Do you want, like, a magazine or something? It's going to be boring if you're just sitting by yourself.
I think I'll be all right, thank you.
I just would be so depressed.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you.
And the best thing is, you have the greatest table in the house.
Oh, yeah?
It's Alice Snow right there. I know, dude. I know.
I'm going to ask him.
Please don't.
Oi, oi. Mate. Why don't you come over and sit with us? You'd be very welcome.
No, thank you. I need a drink. Would you guys like a drink?
Well, no, actually, because 7 years clean, that's what this tattoo denotes. 7 years free from drugs and alcohol. If I have just one sip of wine by the end of the evening, I'll be like rimming waiters for their tips just to get up my hands on a rock. You know what I mean? Nasty.
I heard that.
It's like, man.
How are you enjoying your visual medley?
It's mundane.
It is mundane. It's great, I know.
Will you marry me?
Oh my god, yes!
She said yes!
Congratulations. Oh my god! I'm so excited! Oh my god! Peter?
What's up?
Are you doing okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good.
Look, did you follow me here? Did my assistant tell you I was coming?
No.
Did you talk to her?
No, I didn't talk to your assistant. It's not all about you, you know? Hawaii is a beautiful place. People come here, usually not to follow you.
So you're really staying? You're gonna stay?
Yeah, I think so. I really like it here. I feel at home here. I just love it.
Yeah, you should stay.
I appreciate your consideration. Sounds like Aldous probably shared a lot of needles, so thank you for dating him after me. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. I hope you have a really good time here.
Have a great dinner.
Thank you.
Groupie whore.
Psychos.
You know what? It's vacation. I think I'll just take a pina colada, please. This guy. Look at this. This guy.
Huh?
Not us, buddy, right? Not us. I want Sex in the City. What's up, Miranda?
Oh, I'm Samantha. I have sex with everyone.
Maybe it's a good thing that they're here. You know what I mean? Maybe this is a challenge from God for me to forget her, you know?
Or maybe it's a sign from God that you should be with her. I love her show. When they mix the sexuality and the violence, I like it.
Oh, what the hell is wrong with you two? You gotta move on.
I hear you say that, but it's not that easy, okay?
Oh, it's that easy. Promise you it is. I live in South Central. South Central. And I hated it. So I moved to Oahu. Now I can name you over 200 different kinds of fish.
No, you can't.
Do
oh,
it.
Yes, I can.
Do it.
Yeah, you cannot.
G, ghost piper fish, grill fish, golar fish, grouper fish, greenback.
What's the state fish of Hawaii?
Huma huma nuka nuka apua'a. Yeah, bitch.
Hey,
are
you ready?
Yes. Still not, yeah. Okay. Let me close up.
Hello, Mr. Bredder. Mr. Braden. Where's your wife, sir?
Oh, she is in bed.
How are things going with the lady?
Not awesome. She's complicated, like the Da Vinci Code. You know, but harder to crack. But life is full of lessons. You learn something new every day. So I wonder what I'm going to learn tomorrow. Well.
Oh, good night, sir.
Night, sir.
Off to find the mythical clitoris.
So, Peter. Were you able to get that crying lady out of your room? Because I could send someone up if you want.
Oh, you could?
Yeah.
That's very funny. It is.
Oh, listen, Sarah Marshall's show sucks. Who cares?
They do the music for that program.
Well, did I mention that the music rocks?
That's very sweet of you. That's very sweet of you to say. You don't have to say that, though. It's not music. There's no melody. It's just tones. Just dark, ominous tones. The masturbating dog killer is on the loose again. He'll kill the owner, but at least the dogs are happy. I'm no Aldous Snow, I guess, you know.
Time to start the music. Oh, gonna light the light. Yeah, yeah, gonna get things started on the Muppet Show tonight.
Whipped cream or berries?
Whipped cream.
Here we are, sir. Have a wonderful breakfast.
Oh, what a lovely table, so close to the buffet.
I'm glad you like it. Mahalo.
Morning, sir. Can I start you with anything? Orange juice, coffee.
What about like some pineapple juice with a little bit of rum on the side?
Of course. Like your style. Cocktail guy.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Probably already reserved the sea kayak for noon.
Hunter, I know that, but you know that I wanted to see...
Hey. Hello there, friend.
Hey. How are you guys? How was your evening?
Great.
Awesome. I can't feel anything.
All right. Does that feel good?
Still can't feel anything.
Okay, because it hurts, mate. Would you do that for me?
Yeah.
No, 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 no! God put our mouths on our head for a reason. No!
I'm going to the bathroom.
Is everything okay with...
Here you go, sir. Breakfast of Champions.
Oh, thank you.
And, don't tell anybody, but a little extra love for you.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
You too. Hey.
Hey.
This is the yoga place, yeah?
Yes, but there's no alcohol allowed in the studio.
Oh, no, I mean, obviously. This is just, this is pineapple juice.
Huh. Well, there's no outside drinks allowed in the studio.
Can I set it down?
Sure.
Cool, thank you.
I like your hat.
Oh, thank you.
Just please remove it before class. Hey, everyone. Why don't you all grab your mats? Sorry, I recognize you from the cover of Namaste magazine. I'm a huge fan.
Oh, thank you. It's so sweet as you say. I appreciate that. Obviously, I don't do yoga for recognition.
Right, of course you wouldn't. No. And stop being so good at it. It's very flexible. Mm. And you, I recognize you from your show.
Oh, thank you.
You seem much taller on your show.
I'm not.
Right, no, I know. I just want to start by bringing your palms into your chest. Today we're going to start with a Sira Namaskar, or sun salutations. Let's take a deep inhale in. Let's exhale and release the hands. Inhale, arms up to the sky. Continue. Good. Exhale and folding forward. Strong. Strong backs. Good. Excellent. Remember, this is not a competition, although you two seem to be the best in the class. Excellent. Perfect form. You two. Perfect. Coming up into downward facing dog. Good. It's really important in this pose that you arch your back and keep it flat at the same time.
I feel like those are opposing ideas.
No, they're not, because you're arching your back up while it's flat. Okay? It's good. Yes, sweat it out. Sweat out all the toxins from this morning.
Come on, lady.
My name is Prana, and I know that wasn't just juice. You don't really need any adjusting, so I'm just going to do this for myself. Just to learn from your body. Just gonna memorize your body. Good. Strong legs. Perfect skin and form. Hey, class, I'd like to now move into a tripod headstand. This is more of an advanced pose, so if you don't feel comfortable or strong enough, please feel free to just lay on your mat in child's pose.
Got it.
All right, so let's all come down to our mats. Okay, get in a prep position for the tripod headstand. If you don't feel comfortable, there's no shame in just laying on your mat in child's pose.
Lady, I got it.
Okay. Good, so let's prep to come up. Good. Sir, if you just want to lay down in child's pose. Okay, now, you all heard me say if you want to be in child's pose, but that's okay, just in case he gets hurt.
Bring it.
I don't want you to break your neck, so just...
What's up?
Just relax.
My legs, that's what.
Okay, we're doing quiet headstands today.
I'm doing a handstand, motherfucker.
Sir.
I'm doing a handstand.
Okay, you know what? Why don't we just release?
Thank God.
Release that pose. Good, everybody. Good.
Hey. Are you Chuck?
Oh, man, you know, they won't change that flyer. That's my mainland name. My Hawaiian name is Kunu.
Oh, cool. Sorry. Yeah.
Nah, it's all good.
Does Kunu have some, like, cool Hawaiian meaning?
It means Chuck. I plugged it into a database. There's a thing you can go on the internet. You just type in your name. And it just says it. What's your name?
I'm Peter.
Peter?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you a Hawaiian name.
Oh, great.
Pee-pee-pee.
Great.
Pee-pee. Looks like you got a little pain behind those eyes.
Yeah, maybe a little.
There's really only one cure for that.
What's that?
Weed. You got any?
No.
Well, let's go surfing. Okay, when we're out there, I want you to ignore your instincts. I'm gonna be your instincts. Kunu will be your instincts. Don't do anything. Don't try to surf. Don't do it. The less you do, the more you do. Let's see you pop up. Pop it up. That's not it at all. Do less. Get down. Try less. Do it again. Pop up. Nope. Too slow. Do less. Pop up. Pop up. You're doing too much. Do less. Pop down. Pop up now. Stop. Get down. Get down there. Remember, don't do anything. Nothing. Pop up. Well, you gotta do more than that, because you're just laying, it looks like you're boogie boarding. Just do it. Feel it. Pop up. Yeah, that wasn't quite it, but we're gonna figure it out there. Let's go surfing. Come on. Everybody's learning how. Come on. The weather outside is weather.
How long have you lived out here?
Man, I don't know. I quit wearing a watch when I moved out here.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah. No, like my cell phone has a clock on it, so I don't really need it.
Right, so basically the same thing. How old are you?
I don't really believe in age or numbers. You know, I mean, if you had to put a number on it, I guess I'd be 44. Fuck.
Thanks for taking me out here. This is the first time I felt good in 3 weeks or so.
You need to get back on that board is what you need to do.
Yeah?
Hey, here's the deal. When life gives you lemons, just say fuck the lemons and fail.
Yeah, no, you said it, totally.
You gotta just pull yourself up by your wetsuit, get back on that board. Hey, look, man, if you're attacked by a shark, are you gonna give up surfing?
Probably, yeah.
Let's go in, all right? Tacos are on me.
Can you try to listen to what I'm saying to you, Brian? I'm confused and I don't know what to do.
What's up with that hat? What are you in the Buena Vista Social Club?
This is a nice hat.
Hey, what member of the Brat Pack are you? You look like one of those guys suspected of killing JFK.
Very funny. It's great.
Tell him to make friends.
You need to get out there and make some friends, man.
Is Liz there right now?
No. No, she's not in here, buddy.
I just heard her.
She's gone.
Who are you looking at? Is she still... Hi, Liz!
No. I swear on my mother's grave... It was Liz. She wasn't here the entire time. Go out and meet people. We meet people all the time.
All the time on vacation.
Constantly.
I've tried, all right? There's a couple dudes here, but they're kind of weird.
Just be friendly. Iron your shirt.
Iron your shirt.
Even
look sharp.
Even your t-shirts.
There's this girl at the front desk who's pretty cute, incidentally.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Go have another dirty one-night stand. That worked out so well before.
What do you want from me? You just told me I need to meet people.
Ask her. I mean, maybe that's what he needs, is a rebound.
He's had plenty of chances for rebound. This isn't...
We get on the same team here?
Okay, I'm sorry. We're on the same team. I'm sorry.
You should go on a date with this girl.
Well, maybe I'll ask her out then.
Yeah.
Well, watch this one. Hey, I'm in Hawaii, too.
Oh, that's
neat. Aloha, bitches.
That's very, very cool. They're not Native Americans, Brian. Right.
What are you doing?
The luau.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
It's called the hula.
Luau.
No, hula.
You're doing a luau? A luau, 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 lane.
Wow. You look beautiful. I mean, that's a beautiful dress.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This will be fun. Right?
Well, thank you.
May I help you with something else, Peter?
No, I'll just grab a drink. I'm just going to head inside.
Happy 4th of July.
Thank you.
Oh, aloha, Busan. Ikirashimase, shoken wa mochi desu ka?
You got it here?
No, I just sat down. I'm just getting started. It's delicious, though. Thank you.
Let's go fuck myself.
Sorry, what?
Mahalo.
Hi, Peter.
Hey. Hi.
Hey, all right.
Excuse me. Everybody, can I have your attention for 1 second, please? We have a very special guest with us here today. He is the lead singer of the band Infant Sorrow, one of my favorite musicians of all time. He's so awesome. Ah! Please, let's see if we can get him up here. Mr. Alvis Snow, please. Come on. Share your gift.
Duty calls and all that. I'm trying to be incognito. It's weird. It's like work to me. This is no fun. Thank you, your lovely introduction. What an eccentric and confident young man. I'd like to dedicate this song to a very beautiful woman that's here today. It's Miss Sarah Marshall. There she is. Look at her, blimey.
Old as ancient skies, I've had these wandering eyes. But you took me by surprise when you let me inside of you, inside of you, inside of you.
It's went from 6 to midnight.
Teach me how to glow while I'm moving inside of you, inside of you, inside of you. I long to be, is it wrong to be inside of you? Inside of you, the restless find their dreams. Inside of you, this king has found his queen.
Hey, you're from the breakfast buffet, right?
Yeah.
Whipped cream or berries? Yeah. I'm Peter.
Kimo.
Good to meet you, man.
Good to meet you, man. Have a beer.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. Wow.
Sarah Marshall.
Yes. How'd you know I was dating Sarah Marshall?
Wayne told me, Chuck told me, even Rachel told me. I heard about it, everybody. You gotta stop talking about it. It's like The Sopranos. It's over. Find a new show. You need a hug. Come here.
Oh, thank you. You're awfully nice.
I gotta go. I'm prepping a pig for tomorrow's luau. You should come and help me. It'll take your mind off of things.
Yeah? You don't mind?
Ah.
I mean, I must say, I'm a pretty good cook.
All right. I'm sorry! You can stop crying now. He's dead already.
I'm not crying. You should stop crying.
I don't cry. I'm not a baby.
Really? Because you look like a gigantic baby. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that at all.
Hey. Listen, would you like to hang out tonight? Like, not at an official hotel function?
Yeah, totally. A bunch of us are going to go to this, like, little beach thing afterwards. Totally welcome to come.
Maybe we could go together.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, we don't have to if you don't want to. I just thought that maybe...
No, listen, you don't have to make the swinger. You either want to go or you don't.
I would love to.
Okay. Awesome. Why don't you go upstairs, change that shirt, and I'll meet you up front like 5.
This is so cool.
So what brought you to Hawaii?
A dude.
Of course.
A surfer dude, you know, WCT Top 44.
Totally.
We were together for 2 years. Dropped out of school, moved out with him. 3 weeks later, I caught him cheating on me, so I moved out, and that's that.
What an asshole.
Nah, he's just a boy.
You ever think about going back home, finishing school, or?
No. I work at the hotel. Doesn't really have to be a future in that. Okay, my turn.
Okay.
So, how do you like writing music for a TV show?
It's great, you know? People are great. It's great to have a steady paycheck. I'm very lucky.
Oh my God, you hate it.
I fucking hate it. So much.
So then do something about it.
Excuse me.
I'm just saying, if you hate something, change it.
Well, I'm trying. I'm actually working on a rock opera.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your rock opera about?
Dracula? Yeah, and eternal love, you know, that's the theme, but I think the two sort of go hand in hand, you know? And I have this vision of doing it with puppets. I mean, and humans also, you know.
Why Dracula?
Because he's a man, like anyone else. He just wants to be loved. And every time he gets close to a human woman, he ends up smothering and killing her, which is a feeling I am familiar with. What? That's just a joke.
Oh, shit.
What?
My ex. If I run, you run. Do you understand?
No, I don't understand at
fucking
all.
Fucking motherfucker! Dipshit!
Rachel, what are you doing?
I thought I told you to stay back on your island!
Yeah, well, you know what? The deal is over April 9th.
Well, the deal's back on, motherfucker!
You ain't the chief in this village. I'm the chief!
Of the idiot!
Rachel, let me handle this. I know his friend. Let me handle this, okay? Hey, man, you remember me from breakfast?
Oh, yeah, the cocktail guy.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's like the breakfast buffet.
What, you with my girl?
Hey,
you keeping it warm for me at night, huh?
Hey, what are you doing here?
Rachel, we gotta get out of here. Rachel. Just a boy? No. That dude was a fucking man.
No. He's an asshole. I can't believe I ever dated him.
Oh. You went nuts.
Yeah.
You guys are dysfunctional. You were like one of those girls from Flavor of Love.
What?
Honest, you were.
I'll kill you.
Okay, I'm gonna go get us another round.
I'll grab it. It's no big deal.
Here. You don't have to dote on me. I'm not that type of girl.
So hot. Give me crime scene. Give me dirty crime scene, girl. Andre the Giant, out of the shot, please. Mutombo, out of the shot. Come on.
Do you know that there's a picture of you flashing, hanging in the men's room?
Yeah. Ugh, I hate it so much. my jackass boyfriend made me do it. Kyoki, check it right there. And I asked him to take it down, but he said that it would ruin the balance of the clutch.
Yeah. You want me to try to get it down for you?
No. No, no, no. He'll kill you. Like, really kill you. But I have a surprise for you.
Really? What?
We're going to take a quick break. Tonight we have a special guest from the mainland singing a song from his Dracula musical. Please welcome to the stage, Mr. Peter Bredder.
Woo, Peter! Yes, yes, I am!
He's not.
Ow! Peter! Woo!
Rachel?
Dracula! Woo, Peter! Woo! Ow! Get him!
Stop.
Thank you.
You know, I could play something else. I just think out of context, this might be...
Dracula musical!
Thank you.
It's getting kind of hard to believe things are going to get better. I've been drowning too long to believe that the tide's going to turn. And I've been living too hard to believe things are going to get easier now. I'm still trying to shake off the pain from the lessons I've learned. And if I see Van Helsing, I swear to the Lord I will slay him. Ha 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 ha, he'd take it from me, but I swear I won't let it be so. Ha 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 ha, blood will run down his face when he is decapitated. Ah, his head on my mantle is how I will let this world know how much I love you. Die. I can't.
Woo! Awesome!
Thank you. Thank you.
So, I had a really, really great time tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it got a little wild.
A little.
Yeah,
say
but
that.
It was really fun, and you're so cool. It was just, thank you for taking me out.
No, I had a great time. Thank you.
You did?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I just don't want to complicate things.
Oh, no, of course.
Yeah?
Oh, no, totally. I totally get that. I had a great time.
Handshake.
Well,
all right.
Okay. All right. Get home safe.
You too.
Thanks again.
Bye.
I'm on the hammock with me lady, watching a sail over. Things will be great now, cause we're in Hawaii.
Hey, guys. Hey, man. I'm Kenya. Yeah, no, I remember. I'm Peter. We took a surf lesson together.
Oh, yeah, you're that guy that works with Kaiser Permanente.
No, I'm Peter. We had a nice talk out in the water.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, can I just say something? I went on a date tonight with Rachel, right?
That wasn't a date. She's in customer service, dude. She took you out for charity.
It was a date, okay? Trust me. I know a date, and that was a date.
I bet you think strippers like you, too.
That's really not necessary.
True.
It's your time, man. Believe me, it is a nowhere road. I know.
Did you see her ex-boyfriend? He is ridiculous.
Who, Greg? I love Greg, man.
I saw him beat up a guy with a starfish.
Okay, that's just ridiculous.
That guy was me.
Dude, my homie over here,
on this honeymoon, getting as much sex as he possibly can ever have. Are you giving to a hard and rough dude? Come on.
The wife wants me to do certain things that I find inappropriate. Let me just say that if God was a city planner, he would not put a playground next to a sewage system. We're trying to fuck, but we are not having fun fucking. We're just like, I'm stabbing her private parts, and it's not fun, and it causes anxiety. Fucking. And then when you're not fucking, yeah,
someone's gonna stop.
Butt of a joke. Fucking, this means. Fuck.
It's gonna be all right.
Hi. Hi, do you want to come back to bed?
Sure.
Have fun.
I like her hair. I wonder if the carpet matches her pubes.
Julian, what's up? Oh. God. The show's been canceled.
That's good, because that's what you wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's just, I guess I thought we had another year left. It seemed like we did, and this'll be good, because it's been a long-awaited transition into film for me. Don't get me wrong, but it's a surprise.
Come on tour with me. I'll serenade you every night in front of thousands of women.
I didn't know you were going on tour.
Yeah, I'm going in 2 weeks. It's like an 18-month tour, 43 countries, infant sorrow. You know, it's going to be a massive tour.
Yeah, I can't come because I have a job. I'm a working actress.
Not anymore. You're an unemployed actress. Perfect. You could be the queen of the groupies, queen of the sorrow suckers.
The sorrow suckers.
Sorrow suckers. I don't know why I call them that.
Mrs. Snow, sorry to bother you. The hotel wanted to offer you some complimentary coconut cake. It's from the hotel. It's definitely not from me, personally. So.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, great.
When were you planning on telling me this?
I just told you then.
Yeah, no, I know. But telling me now isn't really the same as telling me.
Well, look, you know, I've not told you I've got genital herpes because it's not inflamed at the moment.
Do you guys want some champagne with your cake, or do you want it without your cake?
I don't drink.
All right, so I came here to give you my demo. I worship you, and I just wanted to give you my demo. Just take a listen and okay. Because you know what? You don't want to be the guy sitting there watching BBC and saying, oh, I saw that guy. He was my waiter, and I totally dismissed him like everyone else does in his life. And I totally she was wrong because he's a major, major, major influence on me now, and I feel terrible.
That stupid English voice, was that me?
Unfortunately, yes. You're really gonna like it.
I'll listen to it when you've gone.
Just don't tell anyone at the hotel.
What's up, dude?
What's up?
Peter, I got some really interesting news this morning.
Alice gave you gonorrhea?
No. Why would I tell you that? Crime scene was canceled.
Whoa. Wow. You all right?
Yeah. I mean, I've been waiting to take the next step, you know, into features for a long time, so it's a really good thing.
This isn't The View. I mean, we can have an honest talk about this if you want.
I don't want to step out of the spotlight and then be forgotten. I don't want to disappear. I'm freaked out. I'm going to be honest. I'm really freaked out right now, okay? Because seemingly, the only actresses that actually can survive are the ones that show their cooter. And excuse me, but I refuse to do that. I have a little dignity, and I don't have the frame to support plastic surgery. I would tip over. And I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to exploit myself.
Listen, you're going to be fine. You have a long career ahead of you. You got like 4 years until you're 30. It's going to be fine.
How are you?
Oh, I'm screwed. Frankly, I don't stand a chance.
No.
I'll be fine. I've been quietly stealing money from you for a long time.
You're always good at cheering me up, Pete. Thank you.
Die! 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 I can't.
Really good, Peter. I just don't understand it. I just chalk it up to that. Please don't play it again, because I don't...
Just listen to it one more time and see.
Where's Aldous?
Mr. Snow, may I ask you a question?
Okay.
I want to please my wife here on our honeymoon, but I don't know what I'm doing.
Do you have any difficulty sex-wise?
Do you not know how to use this?
I know how.
Have you had sex before?
We can't.
Why?
Our religion.
All right, because of God and everything. Hey, that's not going to be a problem, because God should be present in the bedroom.
Just tell me specifically what I need to do.
You need to penetrate deeply and stimulate the clitoris simultaneously. That's what you've got to do. That's what it's about. If you can involve the anus in that, that's absolute perfection. Yeah. Explore her. Find it in you to be a little more certain. You're a man. God's within you.
I actually feel okay about it. You know, I'm a little scared, but I'll be all right. I'll get another job.
That's interesting, man. You know what else is interesting?
What?
Me on the moon.
I just want to talk to you about something. Can you stop? All right, I'm just going to talk and then...
Here.
There was this interesting moment with Sarah.
Well, what? I don't want to hear about your interesting moment with Sarah, Pete.
Well, then who am I supposed to talk to about
this?
Well,
not me, because have I ever had an interesting moment with an ex-girlfriend?
Do you have an ex-girlfriend? No.
No.
I would really love to get the woman's perspective on the matter.
Really?
No. But come on in, sit down.
Stay. Honey, no, the camera's right there.
No, I know, but I just want to tell him, though.
No, the case.
Think about how much she's hurt you.
Hey, Liz?
Yeah?
I think you need to move just a tiny bit further away from the microphone.
Oh, just...
No, closer.
Oh.
Now a little further.
Okay.
Closer.
And then
a little further. And then closer.
I don't know.
Keep
I'm
your head down,
this
though.
Thing. You hear me?
Yeah, closer. Further away.
Oh, I know what you're doing. That's not funny at all. You stop that.
What?
Come on. Hey, yeah, real funny.
Hey, that's a great necklace, Liz. Did you have that a second ago?
Oh, that's gross.
I don't get it.
Stop it. He's saying if I were to sperm on you...
What?
It would be a pearl necklace.
Why?
Real funny.
Sorry.
Hey, Dracula. And when I see Van Helsing, I swear to the Lord, I'll slay him. Rah. This shit is funny, dude. Hey, Pete. So, I was gonna go to Lisa Jill's later tonight, and I wanted to see if you wanted to come and join.
I think I'm confused because I thought last night.
Oh my God, dude, get out of your head. It's really nice out here.
Yeah, I bet it is. All right, yeah. You know what? I could totally use a friendly hangout. So,
hey.
I don't know if you want instead of Lazy Joe's. I was thinking of going to Laillier Point right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that place was a pain in the ass. Hey.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Okay, we're just going for a hike.
No, you're not. You're going snorkeling.
I think we're going to go on a hike.
It's sea turtle fucking season, dude. Let's go. They fuck for 3 hours, dude. I mean, that's magical.
Nope, we're going on a hike.
Yeah. What? You're lost. I want anybody to go snorkeling with me.
How you doing back there?
Awesome. I don't think I've ever been this covered in sweat before. It's like I have some sort of fever.
I told you this was a pain in the ass. Living at Lazy Joe's.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. You good?
No.
Oh.
Wow, we're really going up to the edge of this, huh?
Look.
Wow. This is really beautiful.
All right. So now that your show's done, are you going to finish the Dracula musical?
It's not that easy, you know.
Sarah always thought I was crazy.
Well, you're definitely crazy. So is everyone, right? So who cares?
I just don't feel like doing anything.
Why?
Because my heart is broken and I can't imagine doing anything right now. It's probably the same reason you don't go back to school, you know? Maybe it's good we got hurt like that, you know? I don't know about you, but it makes me feel like impervious to pain.
Yeah. Kind of like there's nothing left to be afraid of.
Yeah, no, exactly. We could leap off this rock, it wouldn't hurt us as bad as they did.
It's a jump in.
No, I meant that like as a metaphor. You know?
No, just do it. You'll be fine. Jump.
What the hell? Oh, God. Oh, God, I made her kill herself.
You must be crazy.
So are you going to jump or what?
No.
Oh, come on, Peter. I can see your vagina from here. I can see your hoo-ha.
I mean, I'll jump.
Please, God, don't let me die today.
Oh. I'm okay.
Okay.
I'll just let go, Ray.
No. If you fall straight down, you'll probably hit a rock and kill yourself.
Totally.
Yeah.
So what do I do?
Why don't you press your feet up against the rock and, like, shoot yourself off?
What, like a frog? Two and a half!
Yes!
Oh
my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
You saw that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I saw it! I was there. I witnessed it.
You've got Christ between your thighs, but with a shorter beard.
Mahalo!
Thanks!
I'm cramping.
Oh, okay.
Petey. Sorry, I knocked a bunch. You were really out. Kent sent me. Dakota Fanning and her people, they need this room. She loves it here.
So does that mean I have to leave the hotel?
Kent found you a room.
I'll take it. Yeah, I want to hang out with Rachel a little more.
Are those sad tissues or happy tissues?
Maybe you should just give me a minute.
It was the only room available.
I'm sure it was.
Hey, how's it going?
It's all right.
Really? Looks like you got some pain behind those eyes. The kind of pain that only Pele
can... Okay, you know what? Let's cut the bullshit. I want to stand up on a wave before I leave.
I don't think you're ready yet, man.
I'm ready to ride giants, Kunu.
I think you're ready.
Miss Marshall, what can I do for you? Is there a place to get good sushi around here? Yeah, there's a really great place about 5 minutes from here called Osuki. Perfect. Do you want me to get your map?
Please.
Okay. So, this is where we are. Head down Kamehameha, and then pass Funaholopa Marsh. And it should be right to the left. It might take like 5 minutes. Great. Thank you. Anytime.
I saw you with Peter. Bretter?
Yeah.
Who's my ex-boyfriend?
Oh, my God. I'm really sorry. It's not like that at all. It's not.
No, it's fine. Well, I'm just really glad you're keeping him company, because...
Oh, gosh, no.
You seem like a really nice person, and
thank you.
You're very pretty.
Oh, gosh, you're, like, way prettier.
No, you're, like, so pretty.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
And one more thing about Peter. He's a really good guy. Really good. Like, great, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, please don't cry, Miss Marshall. Oh, God. Do you need me to get you a tissue?
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm okay.
Okay. Thank you, Rachel.
Anytime, Miss Marshall.
Hey, ahoy there.
You surf too?
Oh, good Lord, man. I'm just drifting around, you know, getting in touch with the ocean and stuff. It's really pleasant.
It was, yeah. I'm gonna head in.
Where you go, actually, Peter? I wanted to tell you. I was listening to Sarah's iPod the other day, and amidst the interminable dross that's on that thing, I found one track that I quite liked. So I checked what it was, and it was actually one of yours. And it kind of reminded me of a dark, gothic Neil Diamond.
That's, like, exactly what I'm going for.
Right, yeah.
Fuck! Fuck, you're cool. It's so hard to say because, I hate you in so many ways, but whatever, I can see why Sarah likes you.
No accounting for taste, I suppose, in her case, anyway.
Well, she was with me for 5 years, so there you go.
Yeah, you got four on me then, mate.
You slept with Sarah a year ago?
Oh, I thought you knew. Peter, please, don't take it seriously.
What the fuck, man? You
just don't get offended by that.
You can't be so casual about this. This isn't Europe, okay? There are rules here.
I'm really sorry. I apologize for offending you, Peter. I just hope this doesn't ruin our friendship. Hey, whoa, what's that about?
What do you think it's about? Yeah, this is a big deal.
What about the code of the ocean? That's not on.
What about code from a man? You don't sleep with another man's girlfriend.
Lloyd,
get out of here.
All right, okay.
Get out of here.
There in your leg.
Can you get out of my leg, please, hotel man? Do you do something about that?
Oh, I'd love to, you know, but hotel policy, they don't let me do that kind of thing. They get all weirded out, insurance or
whatever. Kunu, can you call the front desk for me, please?
Yeah.
It really hurts.
Kunu, call the front desk now.
Okay, monster man.
He's not going to do nothing.
I kind of have this thing about blood, okay?
Look at it, it's raping my leg. Peter, get out of my fucking leg, please.
One, two.
You can't get it out.
It's really in there.
Then get it out of me!
Freak!
Oh, fuck my ass!
Okay, I got it. It's all done. It's all over.
Oh,
everything looks fine. Oh.
Ah, it's all good. They're coming, wiki wiki.
Can you get some towels for me, please? I'm really losing a lot of blood.
You sound like you're from London. Yeah, I'm from London.
What's going on?
You fainted.
Oh.
I didn't want you to wake up by yourself.
How's your friend? Is he all right?
Yeah. They gave him stitches and he's sleeping it off.
Oh, hey, you want to hear something funny?
What?
Are you ready to laugh? Because this is a gas.
Okay.
Edward Scissorhands over there told me that you two were fucking each other for a whole goddamn year while we were together.
Shit.
How about that, Sarah?
I'm sorry, Peter. Pete, you shouldn't be up and walking around. Can you please
Please don't touch me. Just don't touch me, okay?
Not touching you. Will you just please sit? Please?
All right, I'll sit down, but I'm sitting down because I want to, not because you've asked me to sit. Okay?
Great.
A year. Listen, I get it, okay? I need to understand what I did to make you cheat.
Pete, it's not anything you did. You didn't do anything. I mean, you were great.
Will you please cut the bullshit and have a talk with me?
Fine. Cutting the bullshit. It got really hard to keep taking care of you when you stopped taking care of yourself. I tried to get you out of the house. I tried to get you off your little island you love so much. The couch. You didn't want to see the light of day. God, there was one week when you wore sweatpants. Every day.
You shall not pass!
Oh, you know what? If they were Sean John sweatpants, it would have been fine. But because they're Costco brand, it's like the worst thing I could do.
It has nothing to do with it. That's what you don't get.
I'm sorry that I didn't end up being who we thought I was going to be, you know? I tried really hard. I promise you that. I just didn't have it in me. I think if you just maybe tried harder.
Oh, I tried. You have no idea how hard I tried, Peter. I talked to a therapist. I talked to my mother. I read every book possible. I took love seminars. I took sex seminars. None of it worked. None of it made a difference to you. And I couldn't drown with you anymore. Don't you dare sit there and tell me that I didn't try. I did. You were just too stupid to notice. Shirt I got you.
What? No, I mean, I do love that shirt you got me. I admire Sir Tommy Bahama an awful lot. He's a talented man, but tonight I feel that this is appropriate.
Oh, wow, thank you. Yeah, Sarah got it for me. This is, like, way more convenient than my backpack.
Awesome hat!
Oh, thank you. Yeah, my girlfriend got it for me.
I'm fucking with you.
Cool.
Wait, Sarah, can I use this lipstick, please?
Sure. Who cares? I think it looks great, but if you're not, let's go change.
No, I like it. I didn't like it first, now I really think it's good. Oh, bloody hell, this is a small resort.
Hi, Peter.
Hey. Oh, wow. Aldous, Sarah, this is Rachel.
Sarah bought me this shirt.
I could have guessed that, yeah.
Looks great.
You look great.
Looks awesome.
Thanks. Mr. Snow, I'm so sorry. I did not know you guys were coming. You're going to have to wait 5 minutes. I did not know you guys were coming. It's okay. It's not a problem.
I didn't see you guys, so...
Well, there's really no need to weep.
I'm not crying.
It's no problem, honestly. It's not a problem.
So, your table is ready, guys.
Oh, great.
Hey, have a lovely evening, you two.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Have a great dinner, you guys.
You're welcome to join us, obviously, if you like.
Okay.
Dream. What?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's great.
Sure. Awesome.
Great. I'll just set two more places.
Okay.
Awesome.
So this is actually happening. We're going to let this happen.
I am so sorry. I never thought in a million years you'd say yes.
I did. What? Accepted an invitation. I didn't want to be rude.
She's got us in a terrible situation now. I'm going to have to sit with him wearing this shirt all night.
I'll be wearing the shirt regardless. Australia is amazing. I'm telling you, it is a great place to shoot. Rachel, you would love it. You would love it. Oh, I want to go. I really, really want to go there. Wait, so when's the movie coming out? It came out. It was already released. Oh. Well, you know, it's an island. It's isolated. Yeah. Movies don't really come out here.
Obviously.
Did you like it? The movie?
Yeah.
It was...
awful, bloody film. I see, it's just ridiculous. Premise, what would happen if your mobile phone killed you? Why would a mobile phone kill anyone? It doesn't make sense. How can a mobile phone have an agenda and kill people?
I told her that when she read the script.
Yeah, you were the voice of reason, mate.
Like, I tried to be, but she didn't listen. Well,
going around killing people on a mobile phone, like doing murders.
Why couldn't you just take the battery out of the phone?
Right, that's it. The battle's over.
Yeah, we've won.
I hated it.
Well, it's not for everyone, but it...
No, it's ridiculous. Here's my favorite scene. Ring, ring. Hello?
All right. Yeah. It would never happen.
No, it could never happen.
It's a metaphor for addiction to technology, for society, for how we're reliant on technology. I get it. I'm with you.
It's a metaphor for a crap movie.
Well, it was the right choice for me at the time.
Sure.
Well, this is awkward. Yeah?
It's a bit more awkward now.
A little.
Hey, excuse me. Can we get another bottle of wine, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Mr. Snow?
Can I get a cranberry juice with a bit of lime in it, please?
Do you want cranberry juice or cranberry cocktail? Because I could probably rustle up either one, throw some OJ.
I don't care.
Okay, great.
If I've learned anything from addiction, it's that, you know, life is as brief as the twinkling of a star over all too soon. So if you're in a situation where you're with a woman, why not do the most interesting thing that you can do in that situation, right? And by which I don't mean have a conversation, have a chin wag, a bit of a chat. Lose yourself in something that's both ancient and perennial. Find something eternal, perpetual. Lose yourself in fuck.
I'm going to disagree. Respectfully, of course, sir. I mean, maybe for you that works. For me, it's much more enjoyable to get to know somebody. If you end up sleeping with them, that's great, but I like getting to know somebody.
But what he's saying is that he is going to stick it wherever he wants, but what he's joking.
I ain't. No, I'm not joking. That's just what I believe, really.
So, just so we're clear and so I can kind of hone in on your central thesis of the night, wade through all the bullshit, you're telling me that you think you have the right to just fuck anyone, anywhere, anytime?
Yes, that's what you're saying. That's right. Not so eloquently as you just put it, sweetheart, but ultimately, yeah, that is... Oh, no! Not the shirt! Oh, but take my eyes, but not the shirt. Yeah, that's pretty much what I believe, Sarah.
When you're done making jokes, are you going to get a napkin?
Do you know what? I think I've improved it, actually, against all odds. I think I deserve a design award.
So please get some salsa water.
Garçon, could we get some,
I saw it from farther away.
Okay.
Oh, hello. Just lean back for a second.
No, it's all right. It's not there. Let me... You're very diligent. No, I appreciate it. Let go of the glass now. You're going to have to walk away. Bless you. There you are.
Oh, me oh my. Call the doctor.
Oh, good.
I love Hawaii.
Is it good? Yeah, it's nice, but I think for like a week tops, any more than that, I know I'd go crazy, because I think that Hawaii is a place to escape for people who can't deal with the real world.
Yeah, you know, there's so few personal shoppers and pet therapists. Gosh, it's such a hard life. I like living here.
Anyone need any more vino?
I think we're good.
I have a question for you real quick, Mr. S. I was actually meaning to ask you, what did you exactly think of my demo? Like, did you get it?
Oh, no. I was going to listen to that, but then I just carried on living my life.
Not at all?
No, I didn't, because, you know, I kind of just... I go on my instincts, and they weren't good.
You know what, dude? Fuck you. Okay? You can go fuck yourself. I can't yell right now, because I'll get fired. My boss will hear me, and then I won't be able to pay off my student loans. But you know what? You're an asshole. I fucking hate you. I bought all your records. This whole fucking time I've been trying to get you to come hang out with me. I'm gonna have people fuck with your food the rest of your trip. You fucking dick.
I like him. That's quite moving.
Whoa, wait. Are you sure that you're not, like, too drunk?
Jeez, would you stop being so sensitive?
On top there, because I'm knackered.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes!
Yeah. Oh, yes!
Yeah?
Yeah! Oh, good!
Oh, right there!
Yes.
Yes!
Yes! She's having an orgasm!
This is the best sex ever!
Yeah, all right, that'll do.
What?
I've made a mistake coming here with you.
Oh! Oh! And I'm not done either!
Please shut up!
Okay!
You're still involved with him next door, aren't you?
Excuse me?
You've just seen yourself at dinner, Sarah. Then we come back here and you put on that ghastly performance. I mean, I've heard that women do fake orgasms, but I've never seen one. It really deeply upset me.
You should have seen yourself at dinner. Oh, oh no, just no. Bullshit. No drinks for me, thanks. Bullshit.
That's a really reductive impression. If I wanted to see you act badly, I'd just watch a TV show, which obviously I can't now because it's been cancelled.
Oh, my God, you're such a prick. And you know what? Let me tell you something about these tattoos, okay? That is Buddhist, that is Nordic, that is Hindu, that's just gibberish. They are completely conflicting ideologies, and that does not make you a citizen of the world. It makes you full of shit.
Was that genuine, or did you fake that? Right, I'm going to probably clear off now. I'll have a little sleep for a few hours, then I'm going to probably go in the morning, OK? Oh.
I hate your music.
Yeah, well, I fucked the housekeeper the other day.
Are you sleeping? I know that I'm leaving in a couple of days, so I don't even know what the hell this means, but I really like spending time with you a lot.
I know, me too.
Yeah.
Hey.
Good morning.
Where are you going?
The Korean textile manufacturer's luau. Just kill me.
Fun.
Joy.
I want you to know that I meant what I said last night.
I know you did. I did too.
Can I see you again tonight?
Yeah. I get up at 7.
Yay.
So, sir, morning Mai Tai.
You know what? I actually will not be having an alcoholic beverage this morning.
Thanks.
Today.
Yeah, I'm good, I'm good. Are you okay?
Am I okay? I'm better than okay, my friend.
You seem sprightly.
I had a great time last night.
Congratulations, well done. Well done.
What about you? What's with the bag?
Oh, right, yeah. I'm off back to England, mate.
Oh, you and Sarah are going to England?
No, I'm just going alone.
Yeah. Did you guys have a fight or something?
Yeah, it was really... How you served 5 years under her, I don't know. You deserve a medal or a holiday or at least a cuddle from somebody.
You were only here for a week.
Well, I don't know. For me, like, 1 week of it was like, sort of, it's like going on holiday with, like, I don't know, I wouldn't say Hitler, but certainly Goebbels. It was like a little holiday with Hitler.
Jesus.
Oh, well, you know, hey, listen, at least it's clear now for you two to reconnect, so.
Oh. No. No, I. You know what? I have a good thing going on with Rachel, and I want to see that through.
Or maybe, you know, you could have both of them, Rachel and Sarah. They got on all right, didn't they, at dinner, so maybe...
You know what? First of all, I'm not that kind of guy, and even if I was, I don't think that I have the sexual competency to really pull that off.
Yeah, it's a gift. I will say, if you do get back with Miss Marshall, handle with care, because, you know... Okay, well, I think my ride's here, so, I'm gonna skedaddle then before anything else happens
right,
to me,
yeah,
before life
yeah.
gets any more daft. Is someone gonna take that? Listen, don't let them grind you down. Take it easy, eh? Hey, look at my driver, I'm gonna have sex with her.
He said it was clear I wasn't over you. And then he left. Fucking prick. And then I started thinking, what if he's right? What if I'm not over you?
Sarah,
please just let me finish, Pete. What if I made a really, really horrible mistake?
Sarah.
Yeah?
Sarah.
Yeah?
Stop pulling my face towards your face.
Why? I don't like it.
Well, listen, pulling my shirt towards you is the same concept as pulling my face.
Let's spend one more night here together, and then let's go home and...
I just will pretend like it never happened.
Face reality. No!
What's the big plan?
No, I love you.
It's not fair. It's not fair of you to say that to me.
Please, Peter.
Tell me you're sorry.
I'm so sorry. I missed you. I'm sorry. God, I missed you, Peter. Get hard for me, Pete. Get hard for me.
I know what I'm supposed to do.
Okay. Just do it. Come on, get hard.
I'm trying.
Okay.
Yeah, just let me do it for a second.
Okay. I really want you, Peter. I missed you. You don't help. You don't help?
Can you get quiet just for a minute?
Uh-huh. Do you want my hand?
Hey, maybe just don't talk for a second is what I mean.
Do you want my mouth?
Yeah, maybe your mouth.
Yeah, okay. Problem, Peter?
I don't know.
More?
Maybe you can keep trying if you want.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing is wrong with me, okay?
No, I didn't...
Just something doesn't feel right
anymore. Okay, well, did you... You know what? Did you drink today? Because sometimes when you drink...
Excuse me. No, I haven't had anything to drink today. Maybe the problem is that you broke my heart into a million pieces, and so my cock doesn't want to be around you anymore, okay? Ever! Because you know what I just realized? Huh? You're the goddamn devil, okay? Oh, wedding in Hawaii! Real original!
Hey.
Hey, Rachel. Sarah and Aldous broke up this morning.
Ah, what a surprise.
So I went to go check on Sarah, and, listen, I'm here because I don't want to lie to you, okay? Some stuff happened. I'm really, really sorry that it did, but I'm also really glad that it did, because I'm able to see so clearly now that Sarah and I are not right for each other.
What stuff?
I went up to make sure that she was okay, and it got weird. But now everything is fine, and I need you to understand that I meant everything that I said to you this morning.
What exactly happened, Peter?
We fooled around a little bit.
Shut the fuck up and tell me exactly what you did.
All right, I went to her room, and she was crying and crying and crying. And I felt like I should comfort her. And then she started kissing me because I was comforting her. And then the next thing I knew, I was kissing her because she had been kissing me because of the comforting. Then she started taking my clothes off, and then her clothes were off. Then she performed 10 to 15 seconds of oral sex on me.
Okay, Peter, you can leave now.
At the most, maximum.
Thank you for staying.
Rachel, please don't do this. The only reason I'm telling you this is because I really care
Listen to me, Peter. I was a mess, too. I understand, okay? But it does not excuse you acting like a complete asshole.
Listen, I know that I fucked things up for a minute, but I'm not like every other asshole.
You should not be with anybody right now. Anybody.
I know that there is something here. I know that I was not wrong about that. And yes, it's only been 4 days, but I know you feel it, too.
I need you to leave. Do not write me. Do not call me. Do not email me. You know, I need you to go.
I won't bother you anymore.
Sorry.
Hey, brother, what you doing, huh? You stealing my art. I want you to put it back right now. Put it back, brother. Understand? Give me a picture. Doo-doo paper. You throwing doo-doo paper. Give me a picture. Don't be stupid, brother. Just give me the picture.
You can hit me as many times as you want. I'm not giving you the photo back.
Oh, yeah.
Peter, I told you I did not want to see you. Aloha, I'm Sarah Marshall from Crime Scene, Scene of the Crime. And when I'm not scrubbing for evidence, I'm flying Hawaiian Airlines to my favorite destinations. Now sit back and enjoy your in-flight entertainment. I know I will. Mahalo.
Everybody hates you. Everybody wishes that you were dead. 'Cause Peter, you suck. Peter, you suck. Peter, your music is fucking terrible. Peter, you suck. Peter, you suck. Peter, you don't do anything of value. Peter, you suck. Write some music, but instead you sit and write these bullshit songs. It's so self-loathing. Go see a psychiatrist. I hate the psychiatrist. Well, go see one anyway. I don't like the psychiatrist. You need to go see one. See a psychiatrist. I'm not going.
I don't understand what there is to think about.
Because, D, he...
She licked a tip. That doesn't count.
Of course, it counts.
He what? He refused a blowjob from his ex-girlfriend mid-blowjob. Do you know what that's like for a man? It's called blue balls, Rachel. This guy's like Gandhi, but better. He likes puppets. I love puppets. I love Fraggle Rock. I love Lamb Chop. I love Elmo. Sesame Street Bernardi. Stuffleupagus fucks my shit up.
This is a song that I never thought I would write on the night I'm dying. Sorry for all the wrong I've done. I've finished trying. It was a wonderful dream. Now let him come and slay me.
There he is, the demon who haunted the streets of London. I come to slay. Here I am.
I'll leave you bleeding in my dungeon. I'll never obey you. Rip out your esophagus! The worst.
Hi-ya.
My reign is done. It's time to die.
Pregnant.
Wow. You came. I can't believe that you came.
Dude, this is great. It was really funny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't realize that it was a comedy, and then someone told me that, and it just, like, opened the whole thing up. How long are you in town for?
Open-ended.
Oh, cold.
Yeah, you know, kind of checking out some schools.
Congratulations.
Yeah, maybe. You never called.
You told me not to. And I listened.
Right.
It wasn't easy. Might have called once and hung up.
No.
From a private number.
No.
No. Maybe.
Peter! Peter, Frederick!
Well, you should probably go back.
Would you like to hang out while you're here? Maybe we could go to dinner or...
Yeah.
You sell my number?
Yeah, I'll call you. Go.
Yeah. I should do.
Yeah. Go, Mingle.
Hey, Peter. Hey, Fredder. Come over here and meet my mom.
Go.
Yeah. Off I go.
Peter, nice job, Fredder.
Play was sick, man.
Yeah,
good work.
Exactly.
Nice job, man.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Peter, congratulations. I just wanted to say thank you. I had such a great time tonight.
Oh, good. You know what? I'm going to change out of this unitard just because I'm getting itchy.
Enough said. Okay. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I was just calling you.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, Peter. I'm sorry.
Stop laughing. Can you please stop laughing?
I missed you.
I just, you know, I actually wanted to tell you that I've been thinking so much about.
Odor's ancient skies, I've had these wandering eyes, but you took me by surprise when you let me inside of you, inside of you.
This fall, Sarah Marshall is back in a brand new role.
Your wife had no enemies that you're aware of.
Get ready for the most daring show on television.
Just came home and she was lying there.
Right.
In a world where you don't know who to trust.
Charlie, who's Franco Marconi?
No!
Drop it!
Go with your animal instincts.
How did you know?
She's an animal psychic.
Sarah Marshall returns on Animal Instincts.
Life's a bitch.
And where you're going, that's exactly what you'll be.
Pau a koa ina hoa pau.